Video on demand.
8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. The sheriff has his record cleared. We're talking about San Francisco Sheriff Ross Mercurimi and a domestic violence conviction. Here's KGO 810 Scott Lettieri.
It took about 2 minutes. An attorney for Mercurimi went into court, asked a Superior Court judge to wipe out his misdemeanor domestic violence conviction. The judge agreed, and that was that.
The law affords everyone the right to ask for an expungement.
District Attorney spokesman Alex Bastian. Restrictions on Mercurimi have been lifted, but the perception remains. The sheriff pleaded guilty to a charge of misdemeanor false imprisonment for an incident that involved his wife, who pled her husband's case.
Hollywood now offering recommendations for solving California's water woes.
Meteorite storm. Daddy, beam us up.
Captain Kirk, a.k.a. William Shatner, launching a $30 billion Kickstarter campaign to build a pipeline that would carry water from Washington along Interstate 5 to one of our lakes, probably Shasta or Oroville. Now, the San Francisco Chronicle called the 800-mile pipeline pure fantasy, but says Captain Kirk should be commended for drawing attention to the drought. Unrest in the Middle East has a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier steaming towards the waters off Yemen. National security correspondent Jim Sciutto now with the story.
The Navy says that this is because of the instability in Yemen. It's to keep those key shipping lanes open for vital international trade. True, but we also know that U.S. Has boarded at least one ship looking for the possibility that that ship was bringing arms, Iranian arms, to the Houthi rebels in Yemen.
Sending warships to that region comes amid rising tensions between Iran and U.S. ally Saudi Arabia, which has been carrying out airstrikes against those Houthi rebels in Yemen. The growing presence of ISIS on American soil is becoming more alarming by the day. In Minnesota today, six men were officially charged for their roles in an ISIS-inspired terrorist plot. Correspondent Ryan Young says the plot fell apart when one of the men turned to the FBI.
It was one of the members in the group who decided to turn evidence for the FBI and started recording some of this information and the meetings.
Now, two of those men were detained in San Diego. That's where they allegedly had driven to obtain bogus travel documents, cross into Mexico, and then continue on to the Middle East. Prosperity in the high-tech industry leading to a spike in evictions in San Francisco. Rents are higher than they've been in a decade, and that's among the reasons tenants are fighting back.
Rent board data shows evictions steadily going up over the last 5 years. Maria Zamudio with the housing rights group Just Cause tells KGO many tenants don't know their rights, and they're being told to move for what they say are minor issues, like not recycling on time, carrying a bicycle down the hall, or storing a baby stroller in the hallway.
We're here today to launch our tenants' rights campaign.
Kathy Limskin is a long-term tenant worried about the future. She blames the tech companies and city politicians.
There's a lot of greed there.
That's KGO 810's Katie Lever. Well, what's old is new again. Kraft's macaroni and cheese is getting a facelift, and we aren't talking about the box.
This is the last year in which the original version of the popular kids' food will contain artificial preservatives or synthetic colors. Kraft says starting next January, its macaroni and cheese will be colored using paprika, annatto, and turmeric. It's part of a growing trend away from processed foods that large food companies are trying to follow. The company said its other mac and cheese brands will also have no artificial flavors, preservatives, or synthetic colors later next year.
That's correspondent John Stolness. Well, it only took 27 years, but Ringo Starr is finally in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ringo inducted over the weekend as a solo artist by ex-Beatles bandmate Sir Paul McCartney. Until his solo career, Ringo Starr was probably better known as the steady drummer with the great name who took a back seat to Paul McCartney, John Lennon, and George Harrison. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
8:05 on KGO. Time now to check traffic on the fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. Still in the city, this is where the biggest problems are right now. Northbound 101 at 80. You had an accident there. They cleared that a while back, but the jam-ups remain. Traffic is still crawling on northbound 101 from Cesar Chavez or a little before, and southbound 101 still jammed up tightly past Van Ness back to Market Street. If you're going to get on the Skyway eastbound, it's crawling from 101 up to Fremont, and then once on the Bay Bridge, you're sluggish all the way across the lower deck to about halfway out past Treasure Island. Once you get up to the tolls, you're completely clear. And the Redwood Highway looking good right now in both directions, all the way from San Francisco up to Santa Rosa. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Giants are off tonight. The A's up on the Anaheim Angels 4-2, and here's a playoff shocker. New Orleans up 28-15 on the Golden State Warriors, game two of the NBA playoffs, nearing the end of the first quarter. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Clouds moving in overnight as cooler weather settles in and the possibility of rain. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Francis Ding Lawson.
Temperatures in the upper 50s near the coast, around the bay in the 60s, and inland, our warmest spots will only get up into the low 70s. Now, this area of low pressure will bring unsettled weather, just a chance of drizzle, mainly during Tuesday morning.
Right now around the Bay Area, scattered clouds and 57 in Oakland. It's 60 in San Jose and 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com.
April 20th became kind of a stoner holiday.
We need to be very clear about the benefits of marijuana use.
Legalizing marijuana would improve the economy.
We just got our first whiff of marijuana.
Everybody's mellow. Everybody's stoned.
I'm so stoned.
Weed gives people the munchies.
Who's on munchies tonight, yo?
There's so many reasons why eyes may look bloodshot.
Cause I'm high, cause I'm high, cause I'm high.
Enjoy your 420 holiday.
You're high.
And I don't know whether these people get high or not, but Mr. Michael Bublé, Giorgio Armani, and yeah, back to her again, Britt McHenry, suspended by ESPN. I hope they're all really stoned for their own sake right now. That's what they should have in common. Where do we even start with? Let's start with light and silly. Michael Bublé. So last week, Michael Bublé, who I think is a fantastic singer, you know, he's a crooner, shared a photo with a woman in the background wearing shorts that were way too short. And some people started criticizing him for body shaming her. Good God. But he says it was meant to be a compliment and it was supposed to just be fun. So he posted it on his Instagram with a caption, you know, there was something about this photo that seemed to be worthy of Instagram. Hashtag my humps. Hashtag baby got back. Hashtag hungry shorts. Hashtag only in Miami. Hashtag pick of the day. Hashtag beautiful bum.
So where's the shame if he's saying beautiful
bum?
Well,
a lot of people didn't think it was funny and accused him of body shaming the woman, who obviously, you know, didn't realize she was being photographed. So he apologized. He said, you know, I realized that the photo was meant to be complimentary and lighthearted, and it turned out it was a questionable issue. And for the record, it hurts me deeply that anyone would think that I would disrespect women or be insulting to any other human being.
Oh, were you hurt deeply?
I was not. brought up that way, and it's not my character. Women are to be celebrated, loved, respected, honored, and revered. If that doesn't sound like a publicist out of control, I don't know who is.
Thank you. Everybody,
calm down.
Well, yeah.
Yes. I mean, she put them on, so, you know, basically she was in the background picture as a fan. I mean, first of all,
fandom didn't enter into it. Let's just say that.
Jesus. I mean, isn't it obvious that he was just poking fun at this woman? And, you know,
I'm not sure he's even poking fun. You're acting like the rest of the idiots that were like, oh my God, fat shame. No, that was not an instance of that.
And by the way, if you're wearing short shorts behind a celebrity, you know what? You know, he might have a million followers.
She may not have known he was there. I think she's just at the bank.
Well, it was bound to be passed around. I mean, second of all, the people freaking out over this are being a little bit, I don't know, over the top.
Everyone's stupid. A, you're right, she went out in public like that. But did she know that she'd be photographed and on somebody who's wildly popular's Instagram account? Probably not. Doesn't matter. Everybody settle down.
Right.
We haven't heard from the woman. Yeah.
Well, I guess we all won't be, but I think, well, most of us will make it.
We're going to live?
I think most of us will.
After the horror and nightmare? Oh,
well,
my God.
You know, I don't know whether Giorgio Armani is a gay man or not.
Looks like he is.
Okay, so, but what the hell is all of this about? So Giorgio Armani, the 80-year-old fashion designer and billionaire, has criticized the way gay men choose to dress, some of them anyway. Armani told the Sunday Times magazine, a homosexual man is a man 100%. He does not need to dress homosexual. When homosexuality is exhibited to the extreme to say, you know, I'm homosexual, that has nothing to do with me. A man has to be a man. His remarks went down pretty badly with Twitter today.
I wonder if he could
probably deserves that.
Give an example or show us how to dress gay.
I guess if you're not dressed in Armani, then you're dressed gay.
So he has said, like in a 2000 interview, that he's had women in his life and sometimes men. He's never openly denied being gay.
Well, he's renowned. I mean, he's outspoken all the time. He's got this business about him, this nature about him. I mean, you know, he just called Madonna being difficult, you know, enraged against us Vogue, what is there, Anna Wintour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Vogue editor, right, for being unprofessional. And why? Because she didn't stop by to see his Milan Fashion Week show in February.
So. Oh, Jesus, get over yourself.
It's the end of the world as we know it. And she's back. Yes, I mean, here we go again. I told you, and we knew this, Britt McHenry, the ESPN reporter, and the story would make more over the weekend.
I'm in the news, sweetheart. That's how we'll see this place.
Okay, that's right. I'll play your video, so care.
Yeah, so be careful. Yes, you're being recorded. So now you're going to love this. Some people at ESPN want Britt to be fired for good.
I bet.
Yeah. Several anonymous ESPN employees said over the weekend that Britt McHenry should have gotten more than a week suspension for berating that parking attendant. One even called her, quote, the worst. And another said, quote, ESPN can find a million Britt McHenrys.
Thank you.
Yes, to replace her.
Absolutely. So the writer for the New York Daily News weighed in as well, Bob Raisman, and he was like, you know, if this were a man at ESPN, he would have been fired, no question. He named some people like, if Chris Berman, Mike Tirico, or Mike Breen, or any other male ESPN voice was caught on video telling a hardworking woman, I'm on television and you're in an effing trailer, honey, and adding other graphic put-downs, they'd have received a lot more than 1 week on the bench. It would be no surprise if they would have been flat-out fired in this particular case. McHenry, says the writer, has gender on her side. And it's not a very well-fleshed-out article and his thinking.
But I agree.
You think so?
I agree. Do you agree? 808-0810. If she would have been a he, yes. If there was gender bending going on.
But why?
If Britt were Brat or Bart or whatever.
Brad. Oh.
Brad, Bart. Yes.
Well,
he would have been canned.
I think what Bob Raisman might be getting at is that it adds a layer of sexism if a man's berating a woman like that, as well as maybe classism. But I think Britt was being classist.
Well, yeah, 808-0810. So back to ESPN, you know, one of these people said that works with her, look, one high-level producer, she's the worst. Hopefully she'll be fired soon, you know. And they're just shocked that she didn't lose her job. And just what you said, anybody else would have there probably. And then, you know, hey,
she can go be a weather person in Peoria, well, Illinois.
but here's what, Heather, I think you agree with me on this. That she was not fat shaming. She was being an ass.
Oh, yeah. She was an being entitled bitchy. Twat.
I mean, yes. She was being super rude.
And when I say
I don't
twat,
think it was fat shaming.
No, she's just an a-hole.
She just threw that in at the end, lose some weight, baby. You know.
She was like everything shaming. She took care of that woman's teeth, her job, her career, and then added the weight thing for an extra kick in the gut.
I have to say, here's what really bugs me about this. You know, it's like I believe in giving everybody a second chance, probably even Brian Williams. But I have to tell you, you know, over the weekend, whenever she put this out, her apology, her mea culpa, she says, in an intense and stressful moment, I allowed my emotions to get the best of me and said some insulting and regrettable things. As frustrated as I was, I should have chose to be respectful and take the high road. I am so sorry for my actions, and I will learn from this mistake.
Her idea of stress and intensity defies me. I mean, please, you know, your car got towed, and now you're getting it back. What's the problem?
I don't know.
You know?
Speaking of 410, I think everybody. Does anybody have the munchies?
420?
We'll get to that coming up here
you
next.
You needed to get to it 10 minutes sooner. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. We're going to talk about some fun at work and things that might be stressing
Screw
you out.
Screw 420. I'm doing this at 410. People are amateurs.
Did the office empty out at about 4:10 to make it somewhere to 4:20 this afternoon in San Francisco downtown?
It may have.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hi, I'm Kirk Candlin, and after spending 30 hardworking years running a major resort in Northern California, I finally got a chance to retire. At the resort, we used Armstrong for just about everything, foam roofing, windows, and painting. And now that I'm living the retired life and we built our own home, I used Armstrong again. Their double-pane windows and the insulation of a good foam roof keep the house warm in winter and cool in the summer. And that makes me feel so comfortable, I can focus on the more pressing issues of retirement. Like, maybe pressing is the wrong word. Urgent? No, I don't think urgent. Maybe I'll nap on it.
Protect your home and save on heating and cooling costs with Armstrong energy-efficient windows and foam roofing. Call Armstrong today for a free estimate. Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s and a 1234. License 245291.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free two-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Imagine a store that lets you get the things you wanted, how you wanted. Don't want to use your credit? Don't have credit? Don't worry. Want to set up a payment plan around your paydates so you're never short on cash? It's up to you. Imagine payments that fit your budget, your schedule, your life. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Flexible payment plan scheduled around your needs. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Governor Brown has declared a statewide drought emergency, mandating all homeowners to cut water consumption by 25%. You could face serious penalties if you don't act now. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, and studies show that water usage for your lawn can be as high as 60% of total household consumption. Luckily, we've got you covered because System Pavers installs a beautiful, eco-friendly synthetic lawn called SP Turf. This lush green surface has the look and feel of traditional grass with none of the maintenance hassles, and more importantly, you'll never have to water your lawn again. Plus, it comes with a 10-year warranty. Act now and avoid having an ugly, dry, brown lawn or getting penalized for water usage. Call 844-MY-SP-TURF. Lowering water consumption is no longer a choice. It's a mandate. Call System Pavers today. 844-MY-SP-TURF. 844-469-7788 or systempavers.com.
Contractor's license number 661575.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
By Maria, don't you know I've come a long, long way.
Oh my, listen to that. Brooks and Dunn reunited.
I've been longing to see her when she's around. She takes my blues away.
What is that?
The sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer.
They are great in concert, I have to tell you. Yes. Everybody's shaking her head. Yes, yes. Miranda Lambert won 3 trophies at last night's ACMs, including top female artist. Luke Bryan took home Entertainer of the Year. Jason Aldean won top male artist, and Cole Swindell broke through as top new artist. So that's a lot of fun. And more to get to during the late night, late show wrap up on the way. Oh, so, yeah, you know, it is 420. And I think of people, a lot of people saying, oh, my God, that's the only good thing about Monday. Because we all get so stressed out on Mondays and or distracted on Mondays about the fact that you're going back to work or just the fact that, you know, you're in the office and people annoy you. And speaking of annoying things in the office, so according to this new survey, the average person will get distracted at work about every 22 minutes. And we end up feeling unproductive 70 days out of the year because of it. By the way, that's about 25% of your work days. So we have a list of the top things that distract us. Go ahead and try to figure out number one. Do you want to guess?
Huh?
Because you don't have
the... Oh, I was distracted.
You don't know.
Ah.
Now, what do you think it is? What do you think that...
Distracts us from work.
Yes.
Social media.
Okay. That's incorrect. Number 7 is loud typing or pounding on the keyboard, the computer keyboard.
Just sounds in the office?
Yeah. Distractions.
Well, yeah. Just other people talking, too.
You're close.
Because no one has an office. Everyone works in a cubicle nowadays.
That's right. Gossiping, getting up to make coffee, the nonstop stream of emails. Oh, my goodness. For instance, our boss, you should see his email account. He gets, like, I don't know, a couple hundred emails
Poor
a day.
Guy.
How do you deal with that?
I'm kind of the
I
same
I get stressed
way.
When I see 30 on there.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Google, if you're out there, I love Gmail, but give me another tab because I need another tab all for Drex Radio Show and
yes,
KGO.
Yes, she does.
You know, because they give you general and then social and then updates or news or promotions. I need just one for KGO.
It was funny, about 4:20 this afternoon while we're in producing the show, we're thinking to ourselves, she needs more tabs. She doesn't need a joint. She needs another tab.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't mean that awful diet pop.
seven things that distract us at work. Unnecessary meetings. Amen. Ringing phones, 40%. Well, here's the good news about that. Since we work in the KGO newsroom, most people have their phones off, so we don't hear that. And then number one, you were very close. 60% of us say the biggest distraction is work, are the big mouths. loud talkers. Now, you got to remember, I mean, for the most part, we all project because...
That's our job.
That's our job. Yes, we are in broadcasting. Or they are all news people. Yes. So yeah. They're all speaking into microphonies. And a phony at the mic. But nonetheless. And then, let's talk about lunches. And I love this because I think this is so Bay Area and so San Francisco. A third of us take the same lunch to work every day. We are creatures of habit. Karen, my board operator, and I were talking about that.
Mm.
Yeah, we're a little OCD.
It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy to be OCD.
Peanut butter and jelly again.
Is that your pick?
No.
Well, okay, number 10 is a microwave.
You know me. I'm the one that's trying to switch things up a bit.
Yeah, you do a really good job. Yeah, yeah. What'd you get us today? You got us...
Mojita, which is Tracy Desjardins, by the way.
Very good. Yeah, it was a taco, right? Mm-hmm. Some sort. It was great.
Delicious tacos.
Number 9 is a wrap. Yes, you're big on that. 8 is vegetable soup, pasta, tomato soup, other type of sandwich, whatever the hell that is. People eat salad, of course, big time, especially in the Bay Area. Chicken sandwich. Number 2 is ham sandwich. And I think this works out just perfect for San Francisco.
Sushi.
Cheese.
Just cheese.
Yeah, cheese sandwich.
Toasted
cheese. Cheese, something
I've been
cheese.
Told that Katie Lever will just bring in platters of meat. She shares, but that's like all she has is like, you guys want some meat?
Want some meat?
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if this applies to us in the Bay Area, but you're wasting your life away sitting in your car. I think you know that, except when you're listening to us. Then you're enhancing your life. The rest of the time, that's a huge waste.
Learning so much.
Right. AAA just released its results from their average driving list every year that they put out. And here are the big things that they found out. The average Americans, they drive about 20 miles per day. Mine's 16 miles, but yet it takes 45 minutes to an hour, but that's the way it goes.
Right.
Yeah. Or that's almost 11,000 miles a year. We spend 46 minutes in our car every day, or about 280 hours a year. That's equal to more than 11 and a half days a year.
Mm.
And then if you're doing
just
the in and out 8:30, 5:30, or now you're just going home, then, you know, well, at least it's
just
a little shorter now if you're just going home.
Think about that.
Yeah. Women take more short trips than men, but men spend 25% more 25% more time driving and go 35% more miles. I'm not sure what that's all about.
We go to the salon.
We drive less on the weekends than we do in the weekdays. No kidding. My car doesn't move.
I'm still so hung up on that. If you paid yourself back the time that you sat on the freeway, it'd be 11 days. So move closer to your job or get your boss to let you work from home.
Can't do that here.
That's a whole vacation.
Oh, that's stressing me out. Oh, geez.
Oh my God. Can we get some marijuana up in here?
Yeah.
That seriously bothers me. And I live very near here, but I'm bummed out for everybody else.
We'll talk about the stress. Oh, when I come back, did I tell you about the firefighter story that came out of Idaho over the weekend?
No.
This is crazy viral. Okay, it's just blowing up. So firefighters hear voices yelling help inside a burning house. And guess what? It was not two people or two children, two human beings. What would that be? Who is yelling for help? You'll find out next.
Oh, was it a doll?
It's the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
If you have a mortgage, your lender may be charging you for mortgage insurance every month to protect them. Well, home values have been improving, and a higher value means Cash Call Mortgage can probably refinance your mortgage and eliminate those expensive mortgage insurance payments. Why keep paying for something that does nothing for you except cost you money? Make the Cash Call at 877-890-CASH. In minutes, we can tell you what your home's current value looks like and if we can eliminate your mortgage insurance. And when you refi with Cash Call, we can probably cut your interest rate too, with no closing costs. Because Cash Call Mortgage is designed to save. So make the Cash Call at 877-890-CASH. That's 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal housing lender. 80% or less loan to value required to eliminate mortgage insurance. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Hi. This is Carfax. You already say, show me the Carfax. But now you can say, show me millions of used cars for sale at the all-new Carfax.com, where now you can search with the power of Carfax. Want cars with no accidents reported? You got them. Used cars that are well-maintained? You can find those too. Even one-owner cars are just a click away. Plus, we're the only site where you get a free Carfax report with every car for sale. So, find the cars you want, avoid the ones you don't. Start your used car search at Carfax.com.
Taking action towards a healthier life is the best decision anyone can make, but weight loss can seem unattainable and not sustainable for many of us. The Jumpstart MD Physician Design Program provides intuitive tools and guidelines that quickly build confidence and yield head-turning results. With supportive coaching in a one-on-one setting, real food and modern nutritional science, you'll get the support to change your habits, your health, and your body for a lifetime. Make the first step on your weight loss path by calling 855-JUMPSTART today. Call by May 31st and mention KGO to save 25% off your first visit.
You can drive a Fiat 500e electric car for only $129 per month from Premier Fiat of Fremont. You'll probably pay more for gas. For only $129 a month plus tax, you can drive a brand new car in the carpool lane, and you'll never stop at a gas station. Plus, you get a $2,500 rebate check from the state. Offer ends April 30th. Stop by Premier Fiat of Fremont today or log on to drive500e.com. Live at this offer with MSRP of $32,700, 36-month lease, $34.40 due at signing. Zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 25 cents per mile, excessive mileage charge. Credit must be approved by Chrysler Capital.
It is 8:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour. Honey, don't leave the kids in the car with the car running.
Absolutely a learning experience. We all make mistakes. None of us are perfect.
A Fairfield mother cutting her husband a lot of slack after the family car was briefly stolen with their 8-year-old son inside. KGO 810's Kim McAllister with how it all worked out.
Around 4:45 a.m., a father was packing the kids up in the car for his wife so that she could drive them to school. Fairfield Police Officer Catherine McCormick.
The best that we can hope for in a situation like this is to be able to reunite, which we were luckily able to do this morning, thanks to one of our residents in the area who happened to see the news or see the Amber Alert.
The boy's mother, Suzanne Guzman, says this is a frightening experience.
I went inside and I'm like, Paul, the car's not there.
Just after 8 this morning, she got her boy back.
Amazing. I was just completely overjoyed with goosebumps, and I just wanted to squeeze him. I probably hurt him a little bit.
The car was abandoned. The suspect is still at large. And now to game two of the NBA playoffs for the Golden State Warriors.
Down the lane to the rim, right hand floater. Good, and a foul! Steph Curry with a dribble drive.
You hear that crowd reaction? Well, New Orleans coach Monty Williams says the Rockets crowd at Oracle Arena on Saturday was so distracting it affected his team. In fact, the coach even hinted the decibel level over there might have violated league rules. Fans showed up in Oakland tonight ready to again make life hard on the visiting team.
We're going to win it in four?
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of Saturday's game?
I think we were toying with them too much.
Well, the fans have their work cut out for them. The W's down by more than 15 at one point during the first quarter, but right now it is a tight one just before halftime. New Orleans 47, Golden State 44. In national news, a Hayward man is the latest to breach security at the White House. Jerome Hunt is accused of climbing over a fence on the south side of the First Family's home. Today, Press Secretary Josh Earnest talked about security.
The concern that everybody has, including the Secret Service, is making sure that those security precautions are balanced against the priority of protecting public access to the White House.
Hunt was immediately arrested. He is charged with unlawful entry, which is a minor misdemeanor offense. Well, it seems inmates aren't just making license plates in California prisons anymore. Today was graduation day at San Quentin, where prison students are learning how to build websites, even smartphone apps. Here's KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
Chris Schumacher is serving a 16-year-to-life sentence for murder, but hopes that if he's paroled, he'll be prepared for a changed world. You see, when he went in, there weren't any iPhones.
This has given me a marketable skill that I feel like could really land me a job when I get outside of prison.
He's one of 18 grads of a first-of-its-kind class, a partnership between the state's Prison Industry Authority, the nonprofit Last Mile, and San Francisco Cyber School Hack Reactor. Sean Drost is the co-founder.
Everybody that graduated from the program is capable of building basically anything they see on the internet.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
If you were a movie director, you'd want to audition the actors in person to know if they have the qualities you're looking for. Likewise, when you're buying a diamond, you need to examine the diamonds in person to see whether or not they sparkle. Diamonds with the same lab grade will have different amounts of sparkle depending on how they were cut and where the inclusions are located inside the diamond. And sparkle is what it's all about. at Shane Company. When we buy diamonds at the Diamond Cutters, they're first sorted by lab grade. Then we handpick only those stones with the most sparkle from within each grade. Because you can't judge a diamond's sparkle by its lab grade, come to Shane Company and you'll see that you get a diamond with more sparkle.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
How can we make you happy? Well, at DGDG.com, one of the things we do is provide you with some of the most highly trained product specialists in America. Non-commissioned product specialists who have a passion for cars and take great pride in their expertise. Car enthusiasts that can help you find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. So, how can we make you happy? We'll find out more at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com.
We are coming up on 8:35 here at KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. Things are still a mess in San Francisco. Northbound 101 is still barely moving at all from Cesar Chavez, and it looks like it's actually trying to push back to 280. Some good news, though. Once you get past the Skyway, you've got no delays on northbound 101. Southbound 101 still inching along from the Skyway back to South Van Ness, and from there back to Market Street. It's crawling. Eastbound in the city, eastbound 80, has jammed up again very tightly from 101 to Fremont, and you still got minor delays across the lower deck, but past Treasure Island, you're good to go. Again in San Francisco, 280 northbound at 101, you got construction up now. It's causing some minor delays. San Rafael, eastbound 580, construction is starting to bog things down on the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. Not bad yet from just after Main Street, but you'll be through that long before you actually get to midspan. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. An incoming system is going to make for a thicker marine layer, which is going to drive down temperatures for the next couple of days. Upper 40s to low 50s in the morning. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Francis Ding Lawson.
It will be cloudy at the coast with temperatures in the upper 50s. Around the bay, we'll start to see some sunshine in the afternoon, and inland will be warmer and sunny. Now, this area of low pressure will bring unsettled weather, just a chance of drizzle, mainly during Tuesday morning.
There you have it. Right now, around the Bay Area, partly cloudy skies. We've got 56 degrees in Santa Rosa, 57 in Napa, 55 degrees in San Mateo, 54 Santa Cruz, 59 in San Jose, and 56 in San Francisco. The Direct's radio show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
And away we go! Yes, it is the Direct's radio show, live and local in the Bay. Live around the world, KGOradio.com. Oh, there's Reba. She was doing a medley of her hits last night.
That's not hers.
Yes, that's Reba. Girl, what you talking about?
That's not her original song.
I understand that, but you're trying to don't you dare say that's not your Reba.
Okay.
That's Reba.
She did not write that song.
That's her Reba. Girl, you got Reba. And turns out, speaking of 420, did you know that apparently she does?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She needs to unwind when she's out on the road.
Yeah. What's that story you gave me about Suzanne Summers this afternoon?
Oh, God. Don't
read God.
That.
Yeah, no. Because, listen, let's get back to her doing the 420. Reba McEntire and Suzanne Summers.
Would you consider yourself a bit of a stoner?
No. I'm not a stoner. But I have had the edibles, and I have smoked before.
I love the edibles.
I don't like the edibles too much. I don't know when it's going to kick in.
Oh, right. No, it's true. You have to dose them correctly, but they got me through 2 book tours.
No kidding.
Yeah. Do you smoke dope?
My first date with my husband, he hands me a brownie, and I said, do you eat dessert before dinner?
Wow.
And I tasted the brownie, and I said, yuck, it tastes like dirt. He goes, yeah, it's a pop brownie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then you married him.
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
And what is this with Suzanne Summers talking about? Is this not a 420 joke? I remember the Thigh Master.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when was that huge? I mean, wasn't that like a 90s thing? Yeah. So apparently she was telling the Huffington Post Live people that she has a new product in her workout arsenal, the Thigh Master Vibrato. Is that right?
Vibrato?
What the hell?
She says, it's also great. I know it's weird for Kegel exercises, you know, to keep that muscle tight.
Or, no, please.
Oh, my God, she's 68. I don't want to even think about that muscle.
Oh, jeez, I love that.
Does that mean? That's ageist. Oh, my God. I'm age shaming. Everyone attack me on Twitter.
Okay, yes, feel free at Generation Directs. Don't get stressed out. And by the way, and you know, this should be the least stressful Monday of your life because it is 420. But yet people are stressed out just because it's Monday, which is kind of weird. Maybe it's because they didn't get to 420 over in Golden Gate Park. We're just looking at the some of the pictures coming out of Golden Gate Park today. Now, those people were not stressed. They were having a great time.
Which is weird when you see thousands of people. I mean, for some people, that's their stress point. They're like, oh, I hate crowds.
I know.
Not this crowd.
No, not that crowd. And then traffic is still stacked. I said, well, that's because they're all going 20 miles per hour.
Oh, my gosh. That must be it.
I'm so stressed out. But it was a case of the Mondays around here. Everybody I talked to was like, well, you know, it's Monday. You know, it's kind of one of those things. Just because we couldn't go to Golden Gate Park.
Everybody says that because it's their excuse for being lame.
So reasons. Let's go through some of the reasons you're stressed out. Your SO, and a lot of times coming back from the weekend, which is a really odd thing. So people are stressed out about what happened over the weekend with their SO, significant other.
Ew, bummer.
Yeah.
You should be happy to be at work then because you're away from the SO.
Early in the relationship, this is usually about space and habits. Later on. You guys might, or anybody might clash over parenting or financial issues. I don't know, trying to find a unified front against these issues. But so they say you need to find balance of time, not too much and not too little.
Of being together.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I do. I agree with that.
Also, everyday annoyances. You know, there's all those books that say don't sweat the small stuff. But, you know, if it's kind of the never-ending phone calls, oh, God, insurance companies, I was dealing with those today. Not annoyed. Everyone's doing their job really, really great. The 20 minutes you spend looking for a parking space, you know, that does start to creep up on you. You're like, well, I thought I'd look for one for 10 minutes, but now it's 12 minutes and 18.
Sometimes you just need to take a step back and realize that you're doing the best that you can given the circumstances you're under.
Exactly. Don't beat yourself up, Munchkin.
You know what? Sometimes when I think about stress, it's other people's stress. I mean, because it's almost contagious.
Uh-oh. Do I stress you out?
Well, if you're stressed, yes. I think that's a natural thing, right?
I mean, I come in with my arms flying and I'm like, oh, my God.
This is interesting. So in 2014, there was this German study. They did a series of experiments. Most participants who simply observed others completing a stressful task at an increased themselves in their stress hormones, which cortisol is exactly what it is, and it's called empathetic stress. So when people just watching other people get stressed, they get stressed.
Yeah, I get it.
So, but you know how this is. I don't know about you. If you walk in, you can walk into a room. That can be at work. That can be at home. That can be anywhere. If you walk in and there's emotions going on between two other people, you can feel it.
Ugh, yeah, and I leave.
Right, exactly.
Actually, back to the parking thing, when you see someone who just can't park, like, I take on that anxiety. Like, I'm like, just let me do it for you, or something like that, you know?
Oh, my God, that would be me.
Oh, really? Yeah. Uh-oh, can't parallel park.
I'm that guy.
Another reason you're stressed out, it came up earlier, social media, enough said.
Distractions. I mean, you know, distractions can be good. One way or the other. I don't know, but...
Well, when you're trying to focus and get something done.
Right, yes. And people are yelling and screaming in the background or just being loud and obnoxious. I don't know. Or whatever it is. Yeah.
They say also things that stress you out. Your childhood. It is not as far behind you as you might think, and you might want to see a doctor about that.
Now, you know what? And it's interesting because when I first saw that on, you know, this topic of why you're stressed out, I read that part, and I guess researchers from Johns Hopkins found that children of parents with social anxiety disorders are more likely, more than not, they're very likely to develop the trickle-down anxiety. And it's not just because of their genes, but because of their parents' behaviors towards them, such as lack of warmth, emotion, or high levels of criticism or doubt.
That's horrible.
Yeah, yeah. So it can be environmental. Yeah.
say that tea and chocolate can stress you out.
Now how's that?
What? Well, caffeine's going to make stress worse, but you'd have to have a lot of it. And it seems like most people would say that chocolate is a de-stressor, but they're saying that it does also have caffeine.
You know what? I want to say this. Well, they don't say, look, about the coffee thing, it has the opposite effect on me because it's almost like because I'm not a big caffeine person. I drink one cup a day, okay? It's like Ritalin for me. It brings me down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It definitely gives me some more energy, but it actually calms me down.
And you focus.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I'm going to start spiking your stuff with caffeine.
You're going to secretly get the caffeine powder out and start putting it on everything.
Oh, my God. I've made you so paranoid about me, haven't I?
Yeah.
That week that you couldn't walk, you were like, you hobbled me. And I'm like, no.
Just think about that. I mean, you know, if you took the caffeine powder and now the powdered alcohol, you could have quite a powder party. And it all looks like Blozine, so be careful. Yeah, your expectations will stress you out. Well, when things don't go the way you planned, you know, you're at the airport or wherever. I don't know. It could be anything.
Lower your expectations. Always a good idea.
Lead to the ultimate letdowns over expectations, too. Your reactions to stress. I mean, just
oddly enough.
Yeah, right? I mean, you know, if you tend to deal with stressful situations by working long hours or skipping your workouts, forget that one, or binging on junk food, you're only making it worse. You know, I'm not sure. People really need to think about this the downward spiral we get into and work harder to counteract it. How do you go? I'm not sure we can do that, though.
Well, you have to, like, stop at some point and go, okay, that's an isolated incident, and I'm going to not do something horrible to make it worse, to exacerbate it. That's your downward spiral.
Okay, multitasking. Everybody thinks multitasking is a great idea. It can be very stressful, and here's the bottom line. You know, you have to worry about or go back and fix it later. You know, and focus on one thing at a time. I love this next one, your favorite sport. For instance, if you're a big Giants fan, I hope you weren't stressed to the max yesterday. Yeah, you just had another beer or another glass of wine.
I've noticed that you're soaking up the stress. You're like, oh, my God, did you see the Giants? Oh, I had to turn it off, blah, blah, blah.
I'm bad. Like,
Why are you doing that to yourself?
I'm so trying to love it. And I, you know.
Just keep watching the Cubs. Your expectations will be met by the loss.
Well, yes, and you would think coming from Chicago and being a Cubs fan, I'm very used to losing. When it comes to baseball, anyway. Digital devices, yes, that's a given. Let me see here. Your pet. Now, how is your pet a stressful thing?
I thought we got pets to de-stress us.
Well, and they do. We were just talking about that story on Friday night. Yeah, I mean, really, when you look into their eyes and they're looking into your eyes, 30 minutes of that.
The oxytocin gets released.
The oxytocin
thing. That's right.
But what they're talking about is look, I mean, there is a responsibility, and it shouldn't be a big deal. But I think that you've got a problem with pets if you can't do what they need on a regular basis, clean up, give them attention, give them exercise, unconditional love, just like they give you, then you got a problem, you know. And so don't be stressed out. It's 420 time, everybody. The Late Night Late Show returns in just a minute. I have to play this to you.
Uh-oh.
The firefighters in Idaho. They think it's screaming kids.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not people. I'll let you hear it next in the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
GEICO is available 24/7, unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24-never. And with GEICO's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts through my GEICO app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating GEICO.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-317-1717. 1753. 800-317-1753.
For over 60,000 California foster children, it's a challenge to find new shoes to replace a pair that have become too small or worn out.
My old shoes hurt my feet.
My shoe has a hole in it.
I hope no one would notice.
For many foster children, a new pair of shoes can help provide a sense of normalcy during a difficult time. To help, Sleep Train is collecting new shoes for foster children big and small, boys and girls, youths and teens.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
Bring your gift of new shoes to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
I never had new shoes before.
My feet are smiling.
I got my shoe.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids Shoe Drive ends Sunday. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call 1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
We're playing in that tune. Girls are trying to stop me. I was going to say, not shoot
somebody.
You don't remember this?
No.
Oh, you're kidding. It's Bob Geldof's.
Oh.
Boomtown Rats.
This is an 80s thing. Oh, well, I don't remember the 80s because I was 420. I have a total excuse, please. There's no way I need to remember
this. No reason,
because
there are. No reason. What reasons do you need? It's very morbid. I mean, this is before Columbine, and it's about that sort of thing.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Well, we don't like Mondays. No. Okay. Well, I'm glad I missed it. I'm sure I heard it a million times. That's the sad thing.
That's
okay.
True.
So let's have fun with this. So I was teasing this. Firefighters got confused, and this is really, really bizarre, people. So firefighters in Idaho responded to a house fire Friday night, and they heard voices inside yelling help. So they busted in. But there were no people inside. There were no children. And the firefighters did put out the fire. But who the hell, what the hell, was screaming help?
Oh, my word. Okay, that's good. I think we got the idea.
What is it?
I think I was getting a macaw or whatever.
Yeah, parrots. They were screaming
God,
help. The house
really
is on fire.
Freaking out.
I know. I wouldn't have let it go that long, but it's... Yes, they did save the pirates.
Parrots.
The parrots. No, the parrots. Oh, God.
Save the pirates. They're burning. Their peg leg
it's
is on fire.
Slip. I'll tell you why in a second.
I love that.
Okay, but I'll tell you why I said pirates. They were parrots, okay? But they went hysterical because the house was on fire. So, at least they got it right. Okay, now let me tell you why I said pirates. So... my SO, she wanted to go to Tiburon on Saturday.
Nice.
I said, I'm going to stay home and I'm going to watch the Giants. Okay, I'm going to watch baseball. Okay, she said, that's fine. I'm going anyway. So she went and she came back and I said, and she was just like, I had this somber look on her face. I said, what's going on? How was Tiburon? She said, well, it was really strange. I couldn't find a place to park and then it got really weird. I said, how could it get weird? Isn't it beautiful? She says, yeah.
Tiburon.
Yeah, yeah. The place was overrun with pirates. I said, what? She said, literally. I mean, I said, like, shiver me timber? Fire. Captain Hook, was Christopher Walken there? Yeah, she said, by the thousands. She said, there was nothing but pirates.
Well, did she get a pirate outfit and join
no.
in?
I said, oh, my God. You're the one that was begging to move to California. Well, welcome to the party, girl. I mean, come on. No, she had a good time. But I was having fun because she makes so much fun of me because I was watching Peter Pan. And I wanted to see it because I wanted to see Christopher Walken be the pirate because it was super bizarre. because he is super bizarre.
Okay. So did she ever explain this?
No, you need to tell me what it's...
I'm Googling it, and I'm not finding a festival that happened in Tiburon that had pirates.
Maybe somebody
just had like a big pirate-themed bachelorette party or wedding or something.
Hey, and I just love this. We're going to figure it out. What the hell was going on Saturday at Tiburon
with all the
pirates? Shiver me timber.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah,
I were there.
And again, you know you're in the Bay Area when you can rent your dungeon, cage, or adult playroom on Kink B&B.
Nice.
Isn't that fun?
My special 50 Shades of Grey sex room torture dungeon. I can just rent it out to freaky people from Denmark or something.
Spankings. And it's a German delight. And we can both say that because we are German. Oh, my God. Here comes Kinky Heather. Look at this place. You can strap them down.
That's
on the
a kinky
bed.
Salon for sure.
That is. Is that right here in the city? $300 a night. Oh my goodness. I'm getting scared.
I think you're getting excited.
Look at it in San Francisco. Beautifully equipped modern play space with sling, bondage table, cage, throne, electric chair. A doozing machine? I can't say the word because it's the bomb.
The doozing it.
There's a machine for that?
Is it like the thing that you would jump over when you were in gymnastics?
I have no idea. There was a doozing it machine. And so much more. And what a deal at $300 a night at Kink B&B.
Great new business opportunity that you too can get in on the ground floor of.
I love it. Okay.
You just can't wait to go to the website and see these crazy dungeons and homes.
Should we give them a free plug at Generation Drex?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll put it on the KGO Facebook page. Yeah, why not? For sure. And we only want 5 points, not 10%. Okay, we'll just take 5%. Okay.
Lascivious Lair.
It's time. Thank you for the pirate music. We're going to try to figure out what the hell was going on there. Okay, it's time for the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. So Maury Povich reveals the most shocking thing that's ever happened on Maury.
Wow.
Oh, and it's weird, too.
Yeah, that's tough.
Okay.
Because everything...
Everything's weird.
Weirder
yes.
than the last.
The Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids.
donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Spring is in the air. Unfortunately, so is the pollen. Your air ducts are spitting out last year's dust and pollen. No wonder you're starting to sneeze. Thank goodness for Zero Res, the Bay Area's go-to carpet, upholstery, air ducts, and grout cleaners. We recently had the Zero Res technicians clean three of our carpeted rooms. They weren't just prompt, they were early. And stains that had been in our family room from years of bending the rules and allowing meals by the TV are gone. We're not embarrassed to have the neighbors over anymore. Call now to take advantage of an amazing deal. $39 a room if you clean three rooms. Plus, get a 20-foot hallway cleaned for free, but only for the first 10 callers. Restrictions apply. Commercial customers get free quotes. Call 877-321-0739. If your allergies are kicking in, you should know an air duct cleaning by Zero Res is surprisingly inexpensive and may even be less than the allergy medicine you're buying. Call Zero Res at 877-321-0739 to jump on this deal for the first 10 callers. Or go to ZeroBayArea.com.
Come out to the park April 21st through the 23rd to watch the Orange and Black take on those Bums in Blue. Your first chance this season to give Puig, Kershaw, and their Dodger teammates a giant welcome. Great seats are still available Wednesday night, and the series closes out against our division rivals on Thursday afternoon for day baseball in the city. Grab your seats now at sfgiants.com/tickets. We are SF, we are Giant, and we are ready to beat L.A.
Nine o'clock in the KGO News.